doing well, and he placed that person with people that were doing very well, and that person's productivity went up. Get into the right environment. That acorn, if we took the acorn and we planted it, let's say that's the acorn, and we plant the acorn below the earth's surface, instantly and automatically, that acorn would start to attract particles of energy to it. If I took two drops of water and I moved them together, what would happen? They'd become one. If I took a drop of peanut oil and a drop of water and moved it together, what would happen? They'd repel. Why? Because they're not on the same frequency. They're both massive energy, but not in harmonious vibration. There's all kinds of particles of energy in the earth that are not in harmony with the vibratory rate of the acorn, but they won't be attracted because they're not on the same frequency. Now, that acorn has a pattern planner, a nucleus in it. You'll hear many people say the oak sleeps in the acorn. That's not true. You'll never find an oak tree in an acorn. You can dissect it with the most powerful microscope you'll ever get your hands on. You'll never find an oak tree in it. Do you know why? There isn't one there. The oak tree's in the universe. Where does everything come from? Everything just is. Everything's an expression of the same thing. Everything, all supply, comes from one infinite source, a non-physical source. Same as your money, your health, and everything else. This acorn has no ability to alter its state of vibration, so it keeps attracting little particles of energy, just like a magnet. And as they join with the acorn, it's like the drop of water. Keep adding drops to it, and pretty soon you're going to have a big puddle. This thing has to what? Expand. We call that growth. And a shoot comes out of the bottom, and another little shoot comes out of the bottom. Pretty soon a shoot comes out of the top, and it bursts through the earth into the atmosphere, and from the atmosphere, particles of energy, unseen to the physical senses, but not unseen to this power, and it's attracted, and that thing starts to grow, and pretty soon it has roots, and it has a trunk, and bark, and branches, and twigs, and leaves, and it has the whole thing. Do you know why? It cannot change its state of vibration. It's locked in. That's why an acorn can only grow into an oak tree. Carrot can seed can only grow into a carrot. Want to know what makes us unique? We can grow into anything we choose, because we build the idea. It becomes the nucleus, it controls our vibration, and that dictates what we attract to us. You know what our problem is? We're growing into an oak tree one day, a carrot the next, a maple tree the following day. And you know why we do that? Because we don't see what we think with our limited awareness is coming to us on time. We want the leaves before we even get the roots. Won't work. Never has, never will. Get locked into your idea and stay in that vibration regardless of what's happening. I've often said you'd have to put a great big bullet right through here to get me to stop doing what I'm doing. I don't want to do anything else. I made up my mind a long time ago, this is what I was going to do, and I was going to work at getting better at it every day. Lock into something. Find something you love to do and dedicate your life to it. I see people come into this business, and because they haven't made it in 3 weeks, they say, oh, hell, it won't work. You know? What do you mean won't work? Anything will work. They do it like they play a yo-yo. It's up and down, I'll throw the yo-yo away. Yeah. Never master it. Do you know the average person reads at a grade 7 level? We learn to read by the time we're in grade 7 and never improve upon the skill. Very few people ever master anything. I want to suggest that through the repetition of listening and looking and watching this, you're going to master whatever you love to do. Go and do it. Get the courage to step out and do it. On page 38, Genevieve Beran said, understanding comes from knowledge. It's the polar opposite of ignorance. When your understanding, and remember, knowledge, the only way you can get it out is through study. Unfortunately, study seems to be something like taxes. People only do it if they have to. Well, what we want to do is fall in love with the idea of studying. When your understanding grasps the power to visualize your heart's desire. The heart is the spiritual core of your being. And you know something? Spirit's always for expression and fuller expansion. Spirit's always for growth, never for disintegration. When you see things get bad and they say it must be God's will, that's an expression of ignorance. God's will is always for expansion and fuller expression. Greater ways, greater things. That is God's will for you, for me, for everyone else.